Okay. Okay. Now this Shabbos is Parshas Mishpatim, but it's also Parshas Kohen. So on Saturday this evening we'll talk about an Indian within the topic of Parshas, related to Parshas Kohen, and that is to try and understand what is the nature of the mitzvah of Maaseh Hashekel. The Torah tells us from Parshas Kisiso, which we'll read in a couple of weeks anyway, but we'll read this particular section, the beginning of the subject, the Shabbos, in the second page of Torah. So the Torah at the beginning of that parsha mentions that you have to collect a Maaseh Hashekel, and every Jew, Parak Lamed, it starts with the Tosha Gidbeis, or actually Yeralim, right? The Beresham Shalim Mor, Kisiso, Tosha Yisrael, etc. And the Tosha Gidgimel, it says, Zayinu Kalala, Kri Maaseh Hashekel, Beshekel HaKodesh, every person has to give a Maaseh Hashekel, half a shekel, Shinya Hashekel, Maaseh Hashekel, Tumal Hashem, every Jew, Kalala, Kri Beneshim, Son of Amala, every Jew 20 years up, Yitain Tumas Hashem. And the Pasuk says, Lo the Osir lo yadav adal lo yamin Maaseh Hashekel, lo seisa tzimah 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 tzimah. The wealthy person shouldn't give more than Maaseh Hashekel, the poor person shouldn't give less than Maaseh Hashekel. You have to give it to Tumas Hashem l'chater al Maaseh Hashekel. So Rashi comments on that Pasuk, Pasuk Tezvav in Perek Lamed, that actually there are three different donations that are recorded here. You have to remember this is presented in the context of the building of the Mishkan and the collection of the funds and the materials necessary for the building of the Mishkan. So there are really different things that are referred to in each sukkim. One is relating to the adonim, the sockets, the silver sockets, which were supported the walls in the Mishkan, and one is the general for the Mishkan. And then the other one that's most relevant to us now, Rashi says towards the end, the nasnu kol echad machzis hashekel, v'hein liknos mehen kol bonos tibur, so kol sana v'sana. One purpose of collecting the Maaseh Hashekel was to purchase the community kavanas, the kavanas tzibur. There are two types of kavanas in halacha. There's a kavan yachid and a kavan tzibur. A kavan yachid, as the name suggests, is bought by a yachid, and he has to purchase it. A yachid is obligated to bring a kavan chatzis, a kavan slumim, whatever. So he has to pay for the animal himself. That's his responsibility. However, kavan tzibur is bought on behalf of the whole Jewish community. So who pays for that? The answer is the tzibur pays for it. What do you mean the tzibur pays for it? So every single year, this is the first sugya of Maaseh Hashkolin, Yerushalmi. There is no Bavli on Hashkolin, but it's the one Masecht of the Bavli that's included in the Yerushalmi Shas. The one Masecht of Yerushalmi included in the Bavli Shas. It says Dafyomi learns Hashkolin. It's only Yerushalmi Masecht that is part of the regular Dafyomi cycle, for whatever the reason. But anyway, the Mishnah there says at the beginning that they would arrive right around this time of year, and that's what we learn, and we'll come back to that later. But they would collect the Maaseh Hashekel from everybody, and they would use that for all the Kavanos Tzibur. We'll see if we can have the Rambam presently. All the Kavanos Tzibur would be purchased from those funds throughout the year. So it sounds from this Rashi that the basic purpose or the basic nature of Maaseh Hashekel is to enable the Beis HaMikdash, the Hekdesh, that funds to purchase the community Kavanos or Kavanos Tzibur. So that's one way that we can look at the mitzvah Maaseh Hashekel, simply a mitzvah to be involved or to have a share, a chelek, in the Kavanos Tzibur. Kavanos Tzibur that were brought every day, the Kavan Talmid Shel Shacha, and the Kavan Talmid Shel Ben Arbayim, and on Shabbos the Kavan Musaf, and Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh the Kavan Musaf. All these Kavanos are incumbent upon the Jewish community as a klal, as a tzibur. And how does everybody have a share? Because everybody contributes a little bit during the course of the year. With all that money during the year, they would buy the animals necessary for these kavanas. So on one level, that seems to be the simple sheet of Rashi here in the Parshas Kisisa and in the Kriya for Parshas Kohen, that the purpose of these kavanas is to, the purpose of Maaseh Hashekel is to enable a person to participate in the kavanas tzibur. So it's not like there is a specific, according to this approach, one could say, it's not that there's a specific mitzvah of Nesina. It's not that there's a mitzvah to give the Maaseh Hashekel per se. The mitzvah is to have a share. Every Jew has to have a chelek in the Kavan Tzibur. How do you have that? It's a technicality, almost like a hechsemis, if you will. The only way you can have a share in the Kavan Tzibur is if you consider the Maaseh Hashekel. You consider funds towards the purchasing the animals for those kavanas. But not that there's a particular chiyuv of Nesina. That's what Rashi seems to say. Simple pshat, he says, again, the Hein Lichman said, Kabbalah Shiva shall call Shana Bishana, and the Yisrael have an Invashirim. Okay, and here poor people, rich people are the same, because everybody has an equal share in these Kabbalahs. Similarly, this is Rashi and Chumash in Parshas Kisisa. Similarly, Rashi and the Gemara. The Gemara at the end of Masechet, towards the end of Masechet Ketubos, has a discussion that relates a little bit to Sefer Shkolim. It's a Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches, which starts from the very bottom of Daf Kuf Zayin Amar Aleph in Ksubas. And the Gemara there, the Gemara says the last month, the last line of Kuf Zayin and Beis in Ksubas. Tatan Hasam Hamudu Hano Mechavero. If somebody is also to have Hano, he takes a nether, he's not going to have Hano from somebody. So nevertheless, Soka lo es Tiklo. He can still contribute the Master Sefer to another person behind. Mark says later why? Because mitzvah called it. It's a mitzvah. Rashi says there, the top Rashi and Kuf Ches Amun Aleph and Ksubas, Soka lo es Tiklo, Soka b'shilo sekel to chayav l'chol sonu l'kabonos tibur. Again, Rashi stresses the union of the kabonos tibur. This person can soka b'shilo sekel, can give, can donate the sekel on the other guy's behalf. So he's highest to give. Why the kabonos tibur? Again, implying some in the midst of the sina somehow, there's some chiv on a person to give this. No, the chiv is to be part of the kabbalah sibur. So somebody else, forget about the mudahano issue right now, but somebody else donates the sekel on my behalf. So what? So now I have a chiv. Who cares how it got there? As long as I'm represented, so to speak. My half sekel is there. What I gave it, somebody else gave it. That's the simple reason of Gemara. And that's the Rashi again stresses. The soak was the second chayav l'chol son with Kabbalah Sibur. Again, stressing the connection to the Kabbalah Sibur. Similarly, the Sefer Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kufhei, it's a mitzvah which is entitled Mitzvah Nisinas Machta Sekel B'Shomer, he writes, Misar Shah Mitzvah, the root of this mitzvah is, the Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Talmud Kol Yisrael, was Chusam, the Yad Kulam Sada B'Dvar HaKabbalah Sakreim L'Falam Kol HaShomer. Wanted that some wanted every Jew should have an equal partnership in all of the kabbalas that have worked throughout the year. If you are called echad ani echad roshi, everybody whether poor or rich, some mitzvah nor of halos zichron kulam aydeh mitzvah can kulam biyakel tovah lefanav, and that's the purpose of machta shekel. Again, the chinuch also seems to be stressing that the emphasis on machta shekel is to give everybody an equal share, a share in the kabbalas. So these authorities, the Rashi seems that way, the chinuch seems that way. Seem to understand that the mitzvah of Machta Shekel is to participate, to have a share in the Kabbalah Sibur. With that, we can also understand, a statement in the Mishnah in Masechet Shkolim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, which again is similar to that Gemara we just said in Ksubas. The Mishnah there says, Hashokel are they Ani, by the Shichno, by the Ben Iro, for a person, a part of a particular detail, they want to talk about something called Kalbon, which is an extra you have to give. If everyone's supposed to give Machta Shekel, but if you and I get together, we give a shekel, we'll straighten out later, you have to give a little more than a shekel. Because how do I have to go to the money changer to get changed? So there's a commission, right? So then I have to contribute that commission. It's called Kalbon. That's the previous Mishnah I subscribed. It'll be so very important for us now. But you see from that Mishnah in Masechet Shkolim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, that you can be so close to somebody else, a neighbor, someone else in the town, and so on. A similar idea to what we just said. And this would seem to be, again, because the emphasis in the Mishnah Machta Shekel is upon the fact that the person thereby becomes affiliated with the Kabbalah Sibur.
But the
fact that they described as Kobo. Kobo, yeah. But they don't. In this case, if you do it for somebody else, it's proper.
It's not even when you have two people doing it together that you
right.
That it seems that there's something else from
that. Okay, that's possible, and we're going to see that's the other side. But the fact is, if someone else does it for you, you're talking about the Kabbalah, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. But okay. But that is certainly, I think, pretty clearly this side. Again, the Rashi and Kisisa, the Rashi and Ksubas, and the Sefer Chinuch, and it works out, it flows very nicely from that Mishnah. Similarly, I think that one can be medayik this as well from Rashi in the very beginning of Chumash Vayikra. In the very beginning, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis in Vayikra says, Adam ki yakri mikem kovam hashem, min abokam nasem chakuivu es kovam chem, min abahem, min abokam nasem chakuivu es kovam chem. So Rashi there in Pasuk Beis says on the word takrivu in the plural, says Adam ki yakri, starts Adam ki yakri mikem, the person shall bring a kovam, then it says takrivu in the plural, takrivu, what's going on? So Rashi says, if you and I can get together, the shutras, and the partnership, and we can together donate a korban ola. Right? That remains a korban yachid. And by the way, one of the nafkaminas between a korban yachid and a korban sibur is the issue of smicha. That, not the smicha become a rabbi, but the smicha, they put place in their hands on the head of the animal. A korban yachid is doing a smicha, it's own smicha, and a korban sibur is not.
So Rashi tells us here that you can have a couple of people who together donate a carbon olah, but that remains in a gather of a carbon yochid. Right? As Rashi says, Malama Tishnai Nisnadim Olah Bisutfus. So that's a carbon asutfin. But that's more like a carbon yochid. Next word, connects Rashi, Korban Chem, Malama Tibor Nidmas Tibor. Okay? He Olah Kit Hamizbeah Habor Min Hamosorot. Think of our in Shulis and other places, which tells us the following. And the Rashi learns it out from the word Korban Chem. That you can have another type of Korban Tibor, which comes for Kitz HaMizbeach. Different explains what that means. It comes to Kitz HaMizbeach is when the Mizbeach didn't have anything doing, but sometimes put Kabbonis on it. The Mizbeach shouldn't lie empty, like a dessert. After the regular daily Kabbonis, they would pour something else on the Mizbeach. Where'd that money come from? Min HaMosaros, Rashi says. Most of them is extra. So all these people gave Masa Shekel when it come time, according to this approach. It come time, almost come at the end of the year, and they said, there's extra money, there's extra funds in the account. So go ahead, and they would take these extra counties, most dollars, and they'd just buy animals and sell them when the Mizbeach was unused. The Mizbeach didn't lie empty, so they would put Karbanos on it. But Rashi says those are considered Karbanos Sibur. That's an important point. Because Rashi seems to be stressing, if you juxtapose these two, if you look at these two juxtaposed Rashis, when a couple of people donate something together, that doesn't make it into a Karban Sibur. What makes it a Karban Sibur, according to Rashi, is that it comes in Amos Dollars, that it comes from Masla Shekel money. The only way a carbon can be a carbon seabor is if it is, according to Rashi, as it looks like, if it is purchased with Masla Shekel money. Again, this dovetails with what we've been saying so far, namely that according to Rashi, the nature of the mitzvah of giving Masla Shekel is not that there's any chiv on the machine, there's no mitzvah to give the Masla Shekel. The mitzvah is to have a share in the carbon seabor. What creates your share in the carbon seabor? So that's given, again, if you will, it's sort of like a hefsah mitzvah. I'm not saying it's exactly a hefsah mitzvah, but it's merely you need to have the Masla Shekel given to have a share in the carbon seabor. And that's really what the mitzvah of the Sinus Masla Shekel is all about. And it works out with this Rashi, because this Rashi is saying that if you don't have any contribution that's not from Masla Shekel money, remains a carbon yochid. Okay, even if more than one person has done it, it's still a carbon yochid because it didn't come from the Master Shekel money.
Well,
so says Rashi.
What about the regular money that was just given to the business?
That wasn't used for Kabbalah. Upkeep that. The Rambam is other things, but not for Kabbalah. Kabbalah is out of Master Shekel money. And the Rambam commenting here in the beginning of Yikra, on the Pasuk against Barak Allah Pasuk Beis, the Rambam on the Torah, on the Pasuk Takrivu, says the Rambam, he quotes Rashi first, Malamit Yishnayim Nisadim Olah B'Shuvah Kolachem, Malamit Yibah Nira Sibah, he always keeps on Zerech HaBom Nasos, Loshem Rashi, period. But period to Rav Kehim, Rashi explains, is Loma, Shem Yisnadu Rabin Lahavi Olah, Olah Hasutzen Hi. If many people, if 100 people, all got together, it doesn't make it a carbon Sibur. It's still a carbon, it's a carbon Hasutzen. Because he says, Ma Bein Snayim HaMistatzen the carbon, well, when you're in the elephant hospital, what's it? Two people got together, or 10 people, or 1,000 people. It's still a carbon fever, right? It's still a carbon yochid. But if it's for this extra carbon for the chloramin and death that came from the leftover Master Shekel money, laid days in Masalem, that's when it was as though, when the Master Shekel was collected, it was as though it was in advance already designated for these kits on his death, or case on his death. Guys, I guess you see, you want to pronounce it, but whatever it is, it goes, you know, goes on to the Mizbeach. L'fichach hi olah sibur, and therefore v'hinei l'daita kol olah shi'aviu rabin chutz min hamosar zina kedina shutzin. According to Rashi, any korban, the Rambam is explaining Rashi. According to Rashi, any korban which is brought by many people, unless it came from the mosar and left over Master Shekel money, dina kedina shutzin, and therefore tuna smicha requires smicha like a korban yachid. And whatever the wine offerings are, and so on. Okay, then he'll skip a little bit, but then he suggests something else himself. Rabban continues, and Rabban says, "Efter, it's possible to say something a little bit different." Saying lots of sibur lahatish. Now, it's unclear what he means. If this is what Rashi could mean, but it sounds like he's saying something different himself. He says, "It's possible." Efter, and I'm saying lots of sibur lahatish to chila l'nedava. The Yidbo saw Kasi Yidbo Hashkal Mutmid and Musafen Shafiya Nidbas Tibur Kaolas Behem of the Aimbo Sniha. He says, it's possible, what if they collected it from every from the Tibur, announcing this is going to be a carbon Tibur? It's not the Masa Shekel, it's going to be a carbon Tibur.
But Rashi would say it doesn't matter. Rashi says you can ask whatever you like. If it doesn't come from Korban, from Matzah Sekar, then it's not a Korban Tzibur. It's one people, 10 people, 10,000 people. It doesn't make a difference at all. It's a Korban Yachid, a Korban assistant, partner. However, the Ramban is saying perhaps not so. Perhaps if they collect it and they announce that this is the way it's going to be, so then it will be a Nidvah Tzibur, called as Behemah Ein Basmicha on a Smicha. When he quotes it from the Pasuk, and then he says that will be a Nidvah Tzibur. The Ein Kol as Ofa Lo Kishlamim Utunin Umiyutu Adun Kichidu Hureika. He says, as long as, I'm sorry, I skipped the line, he says, the Ein Basmicha is Adun Akosu Azev, the whole Zman, she is not Bubar Rov Yisrael, he Nidvah Tzibur. As long as the Rov of Yisrael, that most of the Jews contribute, then it's already going to be called a Nidvah Tzibur, even though it didn't come from Master Sekhama. So I think it's possible to suggest that there's a Machlokas Rashi and Ramban is the following. According to Rashi, you need to have the Matzah Tzasekel in order to convert this animal into Korban Tzibur. If you don't, then it remains a Korban Yachid. Ramban doesn't require it. One can therefore perhaps extrapolate that Ramban is saying that the Matzah Tzasekel isn't really needed. And it's true, yes, technically the Matzah Tzasekel money was used for the Korbanos, the Tzmidim and himself in the Korbanos Tzibur. But you didn't necessarily need Matzah Tzasekel money to do that. The Ramban says you can create, as it were, a Korban Tzibur even in the absence of Matzah Tzasekel money, as long as it's done a certain way, as long as Rov Yisrael participates. What then, we'll take it a step further, this is just a suggestion, what then is the mitzvah of Matzah Tzasekel? It's not just to give you a share in the Korban Tzibur, and it is, ultimately, but you only really need it. You could theoretically have a Korban Tzibur without it. Maybe the Ramban is holding that there's something more to the mitzvah of Matzah Tzasekel than simply joining with the carbon, you know, being a part or having a share in the carbon fever. Namely, that there is some inyan to give a Matzah Tzasekel. What they do with the money later on, that's part B. But part A, or step one, is that there's a special mitzvah of Messina of carbon, of Matzah Tzasekel. Not just a technical way that that's the only way you can participate. Again, it may be a little forced on Ramban, but it's possible. Again, I think Rashi, we demonstrated from Rashi in Parashas Kisis and Parashas Shon, in the Gemara Ksubas, Rashi seems to stress that the Matzah Tzasekel is for the purpose of Korban Tzibur, period. And Rashi over here in Vayikra seems to say that as well, the Ramban disagrees. So I'm suggesting maybe Ramban holds that that's not the essence of Matzah Tzasekel. The essence of Matzah Tzasekel is not to have a share or become a part of the on the Korban Tzibur. That happens. We're not denying that, but that's not its essence. What then is the essence? So it's clearer, and again, even if you don't want to accept in the Ramban, I think in the Rambam it's very, very clear. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkolim, in the introductory phrase,
you can say, but Matzah Tzasekel is your mouth.
Right.
Or the same, but you can parallel another fundraising.
You're saying in the Ramban?
Yeah.
No, that could be the Ramban. Okay, I agree. What you're saying is that you don't have to say that. You can say that nature is like Rashi, that it's forgiven you, there's another way to create it. That's definitely possible. I agree. It's not necessarily the case in the Ramban. Now, I thought at least you could suggest it, but the truth is, in the Ramban, if you listen to the Ramban, we'll point out a few things about the Ramban right at the beginning of Hilchos Shkolim. First of all, in his Koteres, the Rama of the Koteres, you know, the introductory phrase about the halachas that are coming up, he writes Hilchos Shkolim, and he tells you what the mitzvah is. Mitzvah tasei achas who litain kol is matzah tzasekel b'chol shana. Period. Not a word about the korbanos. Right, it's giving. Mitzvah tasei achas he litain kol is matzah tzasekel b'chol shana. That alone wouldn't necessarily be convincing, although it's, you know, he doesn't say it's a mitzvah to give Matzah Tzasekel for the purpose of being part of the Korban Tzibur. He leaves that out. Okay, I mean, by itself, maybe that isn't a proof. It struck me, and it struck others in the past, that where is Hilchos Shkolim found in the Rambam? From Zmanim. Right after Hilchos Luluf. Right after Hilchos Sofa Sukkah Luluf. What's he doing there? Well, what's he doing in Zmanim? The Rambam has a whole section on the Korbanos and Avoda. I mean, shouldn't have been in that thing in the coaching section of the Rambam. And the Rambam has on Arvoda and other activities in the Beit HaMikdash, and that's what the Shkolim should have been. I mean, it's really, those who were Masechta Shkolim, it's basically a cult of Masechta. I mean, you can tell me that the Rambam got his idea to put in Hilchos Zmanim, in Sefer Zmanim, from the fact that in the Gemara, in the Mishnayos, Masechta Shkolim is in Sefer Moed. But that's also a single power. I mean, what's Masechta Shkolim doing in
Must be him in that
slot. So the answer is you have to say because it's the one time you hear the collection. Okay. But so I think it's somewhat striking that it would make more sense to say that if the Mashmir HaSkalim, the whole purpose is that the Mishnah, the emphasis is on the act of giving. It's even clearer from the fact that the Rambam doesn't even mention. He starts off in Perek Aleph Halach Aleph. The Rambam starts Mitzvah Sefin and Atar Litin Kolishes Al Masas Evgal Son of the Shana. It's not until Perek Dalad. Finally, after all this was chatter, the Rambam says in Perek Dalad Halach Aleph Tumas Halisha Maya. I said, well, what happens with it? Lokim Menatini Dinsel Koryom Bamusafin the Chol Kabbonas of Tzibur and Iskan the Hamelach Samochim Lo Kol Kabbonas the Chena Eishim and. It's not until Perek Dalad that Rambam first even brings up what's done with the Master Shekel. To put all this together, I think you can make a reasonable case that according to the Rambam, maybe according to the Rambam also, but according to the Rambam, the emphasis of the Master Shekel is leaping, is the giving of the Master Shekel. Then later on, what do we do with the Master Shekel? We buy the Kabbalah. So we're not denying that by giving the Master Shekel, you become you get your chilek in the Kabbalah Tzibur, clearly. But what's the essence of the mitzvah? The essence of the mitzvah was the purpose of the karbonos. Oh, you know, that was the main definition. I don't know if the essence of the definition of the mitzvah. It would appear that Rambam should have mentioned that earlier on in Perek Dalad. We all talking about shekel, scholar, master shekel, when you do it, how you do it. And then later, then finally, it gets to it. So, again, none of these things are what I would say.
I want him to put out
him. Oh, that's going to be a major topic. Good. We'll see. We'll have to see about that. So, but now look even further. Again, back in Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph. So Rambam goes further. He says, Afilu ani am Spanish mina tzoke chayim. V'tzoa me'acherim. O moche ksus al ksefo. To sell the shirt off your back. V'noshem master shekel kesef mina ha'ashir lo yadad adal lo yamin. It could say it's from the pasuk. Okay. You know that lesson also found? Huh? By Arba Kosos. And by Pesach. And by Ner Hanukkah. So now all of a sudden, but master shekel, I'm saying you have to sell your shirt off your back. And even if ani, everybody has to... You know, I mean, what is, you know, especially if a guy was poor, you tell me he can't be part of the Kabbalah Tzibur, because, I mean, it sounds like there's something essential to the act of the giving of the Mishnah. It's just the way it's presented. Right now, again, you could say that it's from the, you know, it's from the fact that the Pasuk says, okay, I mean, you're right, the Rambam quotes it, it's true. But still, again, this very presentation smacks of some sort of emphasis on the act of giving the master shekel. Everyone's got to give it. Even a person's got to give it. It's not the sum, a means of being part of the Kabbalah Tzibur. That's the way I believe it looks in the Rambam. As an aside, on that very point, the Rasharetik is quoted in the Sefer Harei Kedem, again, a second Sefer, is in Chelek Beis. The very back, and it's a very brief sermon here, and we'll get to the other one in a moment. It's in Kuf Samach Tes. He says that he writes, "Hine the asay from Master Shekel, Moshiach Chom Yosim Chom Mitzvah Asay." We find no other Mitzvah Asay such a lesson. And remember, Abba Kosis and Chanukah Rabbanim. So. Okay, we don't find another Mitzvah Asay. The Chom Mitzvah for the Torah, Kanal and Vazrei Zayi Vazrei Yosim Chomish. Well, it says in Ksubas Afnun and other places. Usually, when you for a mitzvah, how much of a spend for a mitzvah? They're limits. You can't tell a person to give up his whole. The Shulchan Pasuk says in Archaim Sin Tuf Reis Nun Vav. It was Lulav. I mean, they can't afford a loan, the guy can't afford it, so don't buy it. But that's what I'm more explaining. For a low sasha, you have to be willing to give up everything. If to save yourself from violating a low sasha, you have to give it a kasu, call home baseball. You give away, you know, you lose everything, too bad, you can't violate Shabbos, you know, lose your job, too bad. But for an assay, there are limitations. Okay? Ulon, the master shekel, shima dawa yamid, the name of the zechir, the host is called the law, the master shekel. In order to give the master shekel, you have to give up everything. We just read in Parak Al-Rishon Al-Khalif. Okay, he quotes the Rambam. Tzorach Bia, says the Rav. Mahu HaChomish, the mitzvah is your first time mitzvah. Why the fuss about this mitzvah? Again, it sounds like it's not just a part of the Kabbalah Tzibur. So here he says, perhaps Achimira HaTam was there in the foolish to tell the Chapra on Afsal Sechem. To believe Machsus HaShekel Yechsel HaKaporos Nafsal. First has to give everything for his life. Okay, and then it goes on to quote something else. You know, the Gemara Yuma talks about, everyone knows the story with Hillel. You know, he had no money. The Gemara Yuma, the Aflam and Hamlet, he had no money. He spent whatever he had to pay the entrance fee, the tuition fee, to enter into the Beit HaMedrash. You know, and when there was a story with the snow, with this, Hillel went into the, he's Mechayev Efaniyim. Nobody could claim he's so too poor to go learn. because Hillel, no one was poorer than he, and he went and learned. So the Chofetz Chaim writes, and well, why is that again? If he couldn't afford to let him not learn. I mean, guy's so poor he can't afford to go to Beis Hamikdash. He's potter, you know. They don't make him buy a lulav, they don't make him buy whatever, sofas or phone, whatever, sofas. So why go learn? Again, the Chofetz Chaim explains, it's close over here. The Talmud Torah is Ki Hu Chayach Varech HaMech, the Nogeir HaNefesh, your whole life. So that's the same thing perhaps over here. But okay, that's just an explanation. But again, the idea seems to be, you see from the Rambam, I would say certainly, that there's more to giving Matzah Sechem than just joining up with the Korban Tzibur. Finally, around the end of Parak Aleph, right? Another din. The Eino Nosno Betam and Rabos, Hayom Ma'at, Lamachar Ma'at, and the Nosno Kula Kachas Betam Achas. When you give the Matzah Sechem, you can't give, let's say, it adds up to 50 cents, you can't give a bond tomorrow and 4 cents the next day, another 11 cents a day after that, another nickel another day.
Exactly.
The Rambam saying it's exactly. If it was just to have a share in the carbon seamless, who cares how the money comes in? I'll pay it tomorrow, something, the next week I'll pay someone else until I paid up the whole amount. The Rambam is telling us not the way the Rambam gets this, so it's not so clear. In the Makaris and Siyunim in the cycle edition of the Rambam, he sends his Tosefos to a Yalkut Shimoni in Parashat Truma, which requires an emendation of the text as far as I can see it. But it's in the Perek Aleph of the Al Shemoni Remez Sin Samach Gimel. Okay, Sin Samach Gimel towards the very end of Sin Samach Gimel. It says there, "I'm going to show the lady she wrote to Adam with Sally Skull and Shalos from the Shema Shememar." The Abedena Alena that the Hamadnu Alena Mitzvah Lasek Alam Shusha Shekel. So the Havamina that you can give at different times. But then the Gemara says the Al Shemoni says no. Hello, Alena Alamasa Shekel. Okay, Hello, Omar Alasholos Shuma Shalos. There's the three things, there's three times a year where there would be Torah that they would take from the list from the office where the Master Shekel money was kept, but they have to give each time, you know, minimum, they want to give more time, they have to give a minimum Master Shekel each time, no paying it out over time. So maybe that's the Makkah for the Rambam. It is, I don't know, but the Lamaisa, the Rambam says it. So all of this adds up, the Rambam is telling us rules, how you have to give it. What rules? I mean, if it's just to have a share in the Kovan, well, however you give it, however the coins come in. So again, all of this seems to point to the fact that the,
you wouldn't say something like that about Pesach, and the rules of how to give it, it's not just you show up, the specific rules on how to give it, and today it's, the day of Korban, and you can say that the Rambam was trying to recast the same thing.
We're talking about the day of Pesach, so
they're only going to get to the fourth.
No, he's talking about the, we're not talking about the mitzvah, we're not talking about here about what we do on Purim night, no, he's talking about the Kabbalah, no, he's talking about, right. make that clear, he's talking about the din of Matzah Sechel, not what we do as a Zecha, we'll come to that to the Shem in a couple minutes, but that's the, I think, again, I don't argue, but I think that there, it seems from the Rambam, there's something more to Matzah Sechel, there are rules, it's not just being a Meshutah somehow in the Korbanos HaTzibur. Okay, now, a possible riot to this, okay, and we'll see in a second, a possible riot to this is another Mishnah in Masechet Shkolim, where is it? Another Mishnah in Masechet Shkolim, which says as follows. This is Perek Ches, Halacha Ches. Says the Mishnah. Haskolin, Parashas Mishnahes. Haskolin, the last Mishnah in the Mishnah. It says, Haskolin v'habikurim, ein nogin ela bisnei habayis. The Mishnah of Master Sekel, put it up the corner. Now, the Mishnah of Master Sekel is only knowing in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. So, well, no kidding. If the whole purpose is to participate in a Korbanos Tzibur, then my Kamasalam, what's the big kiddush of this Mishnah? What are you telling me? If the whole purpose is to participate in a Korban Tzibur, there are no Korbanos Tzibur, then there's no mitzvah in Master Sekel, clearly. Why does the Mishnah tell us that not, Master Sekel doesn't apply, it applies only in the days that only when there's a Beis HaMikdash, of course. But if you hold that there's something to an act of Mishima somehow, at least one could have a Havamina that you take every year anyway, Master Sekel, and put it away, or give it to Tzokim, perhaps similar now, come to you, think perhaps similar to what we do today, and I'm not saying it's the same thing, but at least a person could have a Havamina. If you hold it,
you can turn the table around and say, if it's an independent mitzvah, so why don't do it?
Why take it out? So hold on. So the So the Rabbi Bakanura writes on this Mishnah, Ein Hagam Basnabai, Skolim Misum Bitzorah Kolim Minhu. He says the Skolim is because it's for the need of a Kolim. Well, okay, but you know, it's not here because it's not obvious. Kevin Ein Kolim, Ein Skolim. Well, we know what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So it works a little better out. You say that there's some chiyuv to Mesina. You put the difference of why Takana. Again, you have to say that at the end of the day, that since the ultimate purpose was for the Kabbalists, so that's why we don't do it. But still, there is, you know, there is an emphasis perhaps on the Mesina. So here I saw the rug in the previous essay. Again, in the Hari Kedem, before we quoted from Kuf Samachet. Here in Kuf Samachet, I was able to find this. The title of the article, believe it or not, is... So I find it. It is the Geda Mitzvah Masa Shekel. He discussed it. Our very Chakir. He said, through the second paragraph, says, "Pshuto Hanir Demazis Lachko Mal Yisorachim So Masa Shekel Mam Is Our Chakir." Hayim a Mitzvah who retain as Masa Shekel they lichlos from Kavanas Tibur. The Shielo Chelak from Kavanas Tibur. All the name of the Nasina LeGavol BeAsma Here Mitzvah from Masa Shekel. Okay. El the zel tar medina ches to sell hamol. So to us, only the lichlos small kavanas tibur. What do you do with the money? You buy kavanas tibur. But the end, you know, there's a ches, there's a special din, a special chesivus to the mesina legavol. So he quotes the Rashi in Ksubas that we mentioned. He also quotes. He also says the Ramban in Kisisa. When he talks about Adal Lo Yamid, it's interesting. The Ramban there in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, so I may as well read it inside now. The Ramban says, "Ha'asher Lo Yad." The pasuk says, "Ha'asher Lo Yad." The Adal Lo Yamid. That's on pasuk Tezvav. So where's the Ramban? He says, "Siaviu Asol Ba'Hasvay." I want us to give an equal amount. "Vanir Amin Akasuv Shein Hevi Adal B'Sikol Pachos in Matzah Sekel to Over Belav." So Ramban was saying, "Oh, here it says Adal Lo Yamid. So what kind of tackle will God give less?" Well, he's violating the law. It's a Adal Lo Yamit. Because he proves there can't just be, you got to say that it's, you know, you can't just say when it says Asher Lo Yarbeh, says Ramban, I'll say it my words, it can't just be Asher Lo Yarbeh means you don't have to give more. It's got to be, because you can't say Adal Lo Yamit. It's got to be parallel. Adal Lo Yamit can't mean you don't have to give less. It means you can't give less. Because I also can't give more. If you discuss that it's a law, perhaps, or we mentioned at the end that nobody counts, the Bahag and the Ramban, and nobody counts it as a law. But again, you know, I think what the Rav is saying is see from Ramban also, that the Klinish Ramban, not the way I wanted to say from the other Ramban, that, you know, he's lining up the Ramban with Rashi and with the Chinuch, although he could argue that Ramban is saying that since their rules govern the Mesina, how much, not more than this, not less than that, and so on, well, maybe it's also that it's a din in the Mesina. But okay, but what the Rav says is like this. He says, first of all, he says, the Yisod L'Shita Haram and Mira, now the Gorma Shishna Shon Perchas Mishnaches, Haskon Rab Bikur, and we just read it, Ain Nog and Arab Ella Bishna Abayis. Okay, so the Rav says he came. I come out from Shita. This is not a very like a bais, like a kabbana. Same trouble. What's going? And then he calls the Barkenura. He said, "But the Shita Harambam, the Mitzvah Yetzem Anasina." Okay, Salka Daifah, the Gam Bismana Zay Yeshkin Mitzvah Afrosa Lagavol. Maybe there's a Mitzvah Afrosa to set it aside. I mean, it's similar to a discussion that we saw them have regarding the Mitzvah Truma. Okay, what's the Mitzvah Truma? According to some, we saw there's two different mitzvahs in Truma. And it might be two mitzvahs and a million of mitzvahs. One is a Maisa HaFrasha, and then there's another mitzvah of what? Mesina LaKohen. The issue of Tevel, that you're not allowed to eat from the produce, that's already removed once you have the Maisa HaFrasha. Once you separate it from, you know, you might not have delivered it to the Kohen yet. So there's two different Yonanimes that have HaFrasha and Mesina. So the Rav doesn't say that, but I'm saying it's a similar kind of thing here. There's a two different Yonanim by Master Sekel. So that was your question. It's Taka both. Right, there's an even Mesina. So I says about back to Rav Na'ach, Lashita Haram, and the Mitzvah Yetzim on Mesina. Salka Dai, the Gambiz Manazay is King Mitzvah Bachlos, like of all the Allah, come on, come on, no. So show him, ain't an Ahagin Ella, and an Ahagin Ella, but it's now Bayez. Okay? And the Fikr, in his own Ha'oris here in the bracket, says that, you know, the professor seems to hint that you might think that, you know what, let me set aside Master Sekel money. Set aside Master, and then every year we'll set it aside, and this is set in the base, and this will be rebuilt, and now we'll have Master Sekel money. You can't do that because ain't pondering your summer. You can't buy this year's Kabbalah with last year's money. The Chodesh Nisan is the cutoff point, the new year, and that's just the beginning of Shalom, okay? So, and that's exactly why 1 month before Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Adar is when I began to collect the Shalom. That's exactly why on Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar, or the Rosh Chodesh Adar doesn't land on Shabbos, like this year it doesn't land on Shabbos, it lands on the Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So the Shabbos prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar, we read about the Shalom, right? So that's the chiddush, so to speak.
Why don't we set it aside and we'll wait till the end of the year and then use it?
Just in case listeners are okay. Anyway, but the only problem left is so what do you talk about? How do you talk to learn the Mishnah if you held like Rashi and what we said before, the Chinuch at the beginning, if you held like them that the issue is just to participate in the Korban Tzibur, so why talk to my Kamachalon? What's the Chiddush Mishnah? Because
you might think of process.
So that's what this will answer. This Barsanura with the Tosefta, that'll answer that problem. Okay, but it certainly, it flows more smoothly according to the Rambam. That's what the Rav's point is. So now, he says, but, now we come to your question. Well, let's see how Rambam, but what about the original problem? That's the Rav started in this essay with that mission that somebody can be shokel for somebody else. That taka was a Raya Karasi's way, you know, because if somebody can be gives Master Sek on behalf of his friend, if you hold it, it's just to have a share in the Korban Tzibur. So as long as I got money in, who cares? Well, you gave it right, go over. But according to the right, go oriented. So who cares? But he held like the Rambam holds it, the Indian and the Sina. So for Mr. Hamura, how kafta the whole gabber, right? Every person got to give. So what's his business? Like somebody else giving it? So he says, well, here Rambam, the question is, Eich Mahani Master Acher Shoko Bishilo. Halachor Mitzvah Mishinah Snap Tekhav, which is a Nubo. It's like any other Mitzvah, right? So he quotes back to that Gemara Ksubas we mentioned. In fact, we didn't read that part. The Gemara Ksubas of Kubchet, which says, Shaparmin ala avod ala gold ala osid ligvos. The Gemara says in the Mishnah Ksubas, in the Shalom, so the Gemara quotes, that what if, they collected the money, but I didn't get my money on time. I want money late, guys. You know, it's April 15th, I got an extension. Right? So I'm not giving them tax money until later. Or they were bringing it, but it got lost, and something happened. You need to tell me that now, that's it, I'm not included anymore in the Kavanah Tzibur, told the money shows up. That's not true. When the Bez Din would sort of begin Hefker, Bez Din Hefker, if you will, they would have in mind that they're set aside for everybody, even if someone who's Ashid in the future. Actually, the question about Ashitosis, what about somebody over the end, Subhashat Kufkas, what about somebody who's not going to give it all? And then we say he's included also. In fact, as an aside, this answers that old Kasha, which, you know, I think you once spoke about before, the old question, the Shlach talks about it, and, you know, there's this Sefer called Bishamim Rosh, which was allegedly supposed to be Tzulis HaRosh, but it turns out it was a forgery. The was not from the Rosh, so the person who was talking about makes many wild ideas, but they used to thought that it was Rosh's Tzulis, so he wanted to time it that women shouldn't daven Musaf. Why? Because women are part of the Master Shekel. Shachris, Minuch and Ma'ariv, it's Zechel HaKobim, but it's also about Kosher Rachamim, so women need Rachamim too. But Musaf is the one Tzulah that is purely Zechel HaKobim, right? And the whole idea of Musaf is that it's to remember the Kobim Musaf. So if women were also were not part of the Master Shekel, because they didn't give Master, they weren't part of the Kobim Musaf, they shouldn't daven Musaf. So the Rosh, probably there is, the Kinega talks about the Rosh, you know, in some of the Achron, I think there's some sofa in one place, in the Fidor, they refer to this paper later on as the Kizvei HaRosh. Not the Kizvei HaRosh, they're writing the Kizvei, the falsehood of the Rosh, they're not really from the Rosh. Wherever it's from, though, he posits this idea that, women are part of the Shach, other people discuss the matter. So the usual assumption is no, women are Chayav Musaf too. Because based on this Gemara Kubchesh, they would say, anybody's part of Kali, so even if you were part of it altogether, if you were Chayav and you didn't get any money in, everybody's included. So Shach Lomash, here's what the Rav says. The Bahach, Hahach Dina, the Tarmin, Nemal, the Hefka, Bezin Hefka, Hikta, Lokerach, Vesuma, Bezin, Gezin, Mechelech, even though his money's not in yet. Rabbi Kemos, and Nosan, Ruba, Asmol, Hekta. It was basically that Rabbanan structured it, that's that Gemara. Even though I didn't give, so how am I covered by you? Well, if you give my half a shekel, it's no worse, that it can't be any worse than if my, I gave my own but it didn't come in yet. You know, I mean, here it's in. He says, what? Okay, well, that's the question. But he says, he's in here. Nira Loma, read the whole Dachan Sok Mashiko, Hananam in the Koch Ha'ofa, the Torah of the Ligvos. The Mali in Sofa Ligvos are Yodel Achazman. And the truth of the matter is, later on, and that's what he demonstrates, that later on, it's not really coming in Mitam Matra Sekel. Okay? The money was because the money was already, so to speak, set aside. So now it's just kind of paying back. It's not really Master Shekel anymore. So, says the Rav, Mali himself illegal, so Yodel Achazman Shalobitur Master Shekel, O Shekvar Nasachem is Yilo. The Chol Gadni, so Nasamos, it's Mosh Alitza, El Shechosel Akim, so Mitzvah Shim Master Shekel, so that's the halacha that would count it as if you gave it yourself. So that's what the Rav tried to explain
that did, and you know, it's an interesting explanation, huh?
I'm just
trying
to give post-run, how does that work for you?
So, but you're counted already at the time of the Chodesh Nisan, so whoever was planning to give, and according to some extent, even if you weren't planning to give, you're already included. So if somebody else gave it to you, how can it be worse? So the Beis Din makes it as though you were Yosef at Mitzvah Messina. Okay, maybe it's a little bit of a stress, but this is the wrong suggestion. Does any of this, for both sides, have anything to do with us, Halacha Lamaisa? And this is a nice tier that's explained what is the gather of the Mitzvah Matzah Sekel. Okay, so Mitzvah Sen, or based on Mitzvah, we'll go to the wall and give the Matzah Sekel, and you know, we can clear whether the Chiyav is in Messina or the Chiyav is to be part of the Sibur. It's a nice, nice little Marocha, but I'm thinking that it could be that there is an interesting Nachkamina, Halacha Lamaisa. The Mishnah says in Masechet Megillah, on the Chof Tes Amid Aleph, here's the Mishnah, is our topic. Mishnah says, Los Chodes Adar, the bottom of Chof Tes Amid Aleph in the Megillah. Los Chodes Adar, the Chalios to Shabbos, Karin the Parsha Shalom. If Los Chodes Adar lands on Shabbos, you read Parsha Shalom. Chalios to Tocha Shabbos, like this year, if it lands during the week, then Makdimen Lishaba. Then the previous week you read Parshas Kolam, Umafikam Asabas Acheres, then there's nothing next Sabbath. The next Sabbath Tumah is a blank, and you go on to Sneer Zohar, which is Paraduma, such as the Yavachodesh, very nice. So that's the Mishnah in Kolam Chof Tesam Aleph, that you read, Chof Tesam Aleph, Megillah Chof Tesam Aleph, where you have a Masas of Kolam, Parshas Kolam, is read either on Sabbath of Chodesh Adar, or the first in the week on the Sabbath before Chodesh Adar. On the day, asked the Gemara, okay, my Parshas Kolam. What is the reading for Parshas Kolam? Says the Gemara Machlokas. Rav Omar Tzavis Bnei Yisrael Marzalim is Kavani Lachmi Parshas Pinchas. We read Arash Chodesh. Who Shmuel Omar Kisita. Machlokas Amoraim. What the laning is. So it seems that one could be got it. The Machlokas could be our question. What is the Ikar of the Mitzvah Matzah Sekel? It's no guess to what the laning will be. Okay? If you hold, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, what is, okay, we're going to read it more. You know, let's do right where the lines get wide. It says, my Parshas Kolam. What is Parshas Kolam? The Rav says, Savit Parshas Tukas. Savit Bain Shalom Matan. Koban Ilach Midah. The Koban Tavit. The Koban Tibur. That's the laning for Parshas Kolam. And Shmuel, I'm going to know, Kisisa. Okay? So let's read a little bit. The Gemara says, Lamanda Omar, Kisisa, Haina, the call of Parshas Kolam. If you say this in Kisisa, that's why it's called Parshas Kolam, because, you know, that's what Skolam is mentioned. The Sibir Skolam. Lamanda was coming back me, what am I? That they had, what did they say, Maya, the Bachid? Okay, my, do say my, whatever. But Hakam, he did Skolam, see Hakam? Did you say Skolam there? So it says, no, because what is the purpose of the Skolam? It's to bring the Kabbalah, right? So we could say like this. If you hold that the essence of Matzah Sekel is simply to make you give you a chalek, then it makes, in a Kabbalah, it makes sense for the faith of the laning to be about the Kabbalah. But if you hold it as a special inyan of the Messina, then it makes sense that the laning should be the Messina. We, of course, and therefore, we know that our Minigisrael is to read by the Kigisrael on Shabbos Skolam.
And just because, small.
Was that interesting? Okay, well, see, it's interesting. The Pnei Yosua asked, and we'll wrap up with this. The Pnei Yosua asked an interesting question. The Pnei Yosua, not for you, Megillah, asked, he doesn't understand the whole thing. What's going on? He says, L'chori, it's a small tuba. The my proof is that the high God and the double head duel the first and most Hanke Kasagdola, or most Ezra. What kind of machokas, Robin Shmuel? What did you do last year? I mean, the Parshas Kolam comes up every year. I have a machokas, what do you do? What do you mean? That's old talk. Okay. But anyway, he says, Father, what did you do last year, right? So it's like the Gemara sometimes yes, about Havdolah and other things. Let's see, what was the Takana Ezra? Well, so he says, my truth to Robin, so he suggests that the whole machokas is only when the Chodesh lands on Shabbos. Because what's the laning of Rosh Chodesh? That's laning of Rosh Chodesh. So when the laning of Rosh Chodesh, when the Rosh Chodesh Adar lands on Shabbos, is not so common. That's not every year. That happens to be on the corner of our town, but that's an Erev Pesach Chodesh Shabbos year. Okay, last year you had it. Okay, but next year, a couple more years, but then it won't be the 20 years. So now, but even up there, but it didn't happen that often. The point is that he wants to say that in a regular year, Rav agreed that it's Kisisa. He always argued in the year when it's Shabbos. That's kind of true of Harris. He could have also answered maybe the difference in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, the days not the Beis Hamikdash, but according to us, we should say that the Machlokes, you know, Rav and Shmuel, just simply revolve, and forget about the question of what they do last year, but the question revolves on what the essence of Masa Shekel is. Minig of Klai Yisrael seems to have passed him, quote unquote, like the Rambam, what the Rambam suggests the Rambam, that the essence of Masa Shekel is something to see, because that's what we read. And with that, we can understand, it's interesting, you know, everybody knows Pasuk Zohar is Minat Torah. Everybody knows also that Parsha's Torah, perhaps, some hold Parsha's Torah is in the Torah. Well, it's just interesting, he pointed this out in the past. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah in the Arachayim Simon Puff Race, hey, that's the Simon about the Dalit Parsha, which column, of course, is the first. But in Simon Puff Race, hey, there's a long Mishnah Berurah, it's got an hour. He goes through the Dalit Parsha. He says, Avad the Kitzur in the Dalit Parsha. So he explains why we have Shkola in the Mishnah, because, you know, it was like, whatever. The very end, he talks about Parsha Chodesh, and he says, the real Kiddush HaChodesh is, you know, in the Shul of and so on, and he writes, at the very end, the last line of Mishnah Berurah, Shukat Na'alaf, is, Ve'ein HaKriya HaZol Shalom HaDarbonon. This is only the Darbonon. If you want to be Medayik, we can say, so talk about Parsha HaChodesh, that's the Darbonon, implication of everything else in the life. Okay, you know, if we'd be the Rambam, we would say it. You know, maybe we don't say it. But my point is that it could be, and there are others also posit that maybe it could be. That's the same as the Raisa. If it's just to connect to the common symbol, and it's a nice thing, it's a Zeta, whatever, but instead it's the Raisa. And furthermore, but if you say, like we're saying, that no, there's a din somehow in the Hafos or the Mishima, so then you could talk about, you know, the Salma Pong Sofeno. It's like, you know, like davening in place of the Kabbalists, you know. Again, you can say it the other way too. But it will also help us understand the other Simon in the Medishal Ramazan, in the Simon Tov Reis Tzadi Dalet. And that's where the Ramor mentions the practice that we have, a Tov Reis Tzadi Dalet, to Cotton Olive, that the minig is, says the Ramor, Yeshom, which is Sitton, Kodem, Purim, Masim, and Abbea, Kabul, Rosa, Makom, Rosman, Zechel, and Master Shekel, to Nosen, Ba'adar. Okay? And Yesh written on the Leil Purim before Minifah, and other people do it after Minifah, before Megillah, whatever. Okay, what kind of Zecher? Zecher, a Master Shekel for what? If it just was a means of identifying with a Kohen Tzibur, so why would the Chacham develop a meaning to give a Master, remember the Master? What are you remembering what? I mean, you know, there's no Kabbalah. We do other things to remember the Kabbalah. But if you say there was an independent sort of definition related to the Nesina, so there we want to participate in some meaningful way, and there's a mice in the Nesina. Again, it's not a liar that way, but it, you know, it seems to me that the minig of Parishol and the minig of Master Shekhon of reading Parishol, and certainly our being Machriya, that the Kriya Hatar of Master of Parishol and Yitaka from Kisisa, all seem to point to things that we've adopted the position of the Rambam, perhaps that the essence of Master Shekel is not just to participate in a common scene, but there's something significant about the SM Master Messina. Okay,
I'm going to say the opposite of the